Hey everybody, and welcome back to Soul Flame Diary. And this is your host, Raina, and I know it's been a minute since I last recorded, and I was supposed to come back with these, you know, lessons that I've learned along my twin flame journey. And at that time, I believe shortly after, or maybe I had was already in it, I can't remember, but my twin and I went into separation, and it was, I won't say it was really hard necessarily, but it was just an adjustment, right? Because I got so used to us being a certain way, and then it got to the point where, okay, now I'm not seeing him, we're not communicating as much, like we're going weeks without talking, and it was really an adjustment. And then on top of that, while being in separation, I was I gained a lot of clarity, right, about the situation, and I realized that, so of course in the separation, we're separated and we're no longer engaging in sexual activities together. And of course that, my friend, was not a fun adjustment at first. But then once I realized, okay, we're in separation, I think it's gonna be a while, and we're not gonna have sex, right? So that calmed down some. And then after a few weeks of no sex, I became more mentally clear. Like, I got that clarity that, okay, the sex with him was emotionally disturbing me. I don't know if that may not be the correct way to describe it, but it had me in an emotional bind, right, because of the feelings that I had for him, and not being able to fully express them, not being able to have what I want with him, regardless of what I feel and what I want, it's not happening right now, correct? So it was really like, wow. You know, because for the past 4 years, I couldn't see that. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I was not connecting the two, even though our emotional connection, our spiritual connection, is why the sex was so good. This is why it was so addicting. And to understand that he was manipulating me to have his cake and eat it too. Now, I did have some resentment towards him for that. It wasn't like a deep resentment, but it was just like, you motherfucker, right? But I didn't get real mad, because honestly, in the moments, I knew, you know, that he's coming over here to dick me down, to clap these cheeks, right? To get what he wants. And it keeps me wrapped around his finger, keeps me in his back pocket, right? And as hard as it was, I had to make the decision to abstain from sex. And it's not just from him, it's from any man, because I'm not getting what I want, what I desire, what I deserve when it comes to love. because on this journey, these past 4.5, almost, it'll be 5 years in May, in these 4 years, I've had a better understanding of what sex means to me, what it is to me, and that it is not just something, I can't just have casual sex. You know, I can't just hook up with a dude just because he's fine or just because he makes me tingle all over. I can't do that. I need to know that you're here, right? I need to know that this man is here for me, not just because he want to get his dick wet. You feel me? So, I was like, okay, if I feel that way about any other man, I need to begin to feel this way about my twin. Now, along this journey, also I've learned that, you know, he's reminded me several times that he's not going anywhere, right? And that was a real big thing as a part of my abandonment and my rejection, that he was going to go somewhere. He was going to leave, as he had done in the past. He's reminding me, like, I'm not going anywhere, you know. He's like, have I went anywhere? And it's like, no, you haven't. So I had to understand that it's okay to tell him no. And if he does leave because you tell him no, you know, it's for the best. Do you really want to be wrapped up in that for however long? How long are you going to allow this to continue? So, I decided to abstain from sex. It has been 4 months now. No sexual contact. No sex with him. And I say with him because I wasn't even having sex with anybody else. So, you know what I'm saying? And there will be no sex with any man in the future. The man has to be damn near proposing for me to have sex with him. But I had to really sit with myself and, you know, have a talk with myself, like, look, sis, I know you love him, and I know he loves me, but it's time for things to change. I can't continue to give this man my body. And I've already, you know, I've learned that my body is my temple, and that the sex is so sacred to me. I can't just allow you to come over here and get what you want. Allow you to enter into my body, into my womb, into my life center to get what you want, but I'm not getting anything in return. The sex is great, don't get me wrong, but you get what you want and you go on about your life. And I can't allow that to continue because I want what I want. It may not be with him, but I want what I want. And I want the loving relationship that I desire and I deserve. So that was on my mind, even how I still have to tell myself, like, don't give in. Like, don't give in, because it's so easy to give in. And then the other thing is, like, okay, I've gotten to this point where I've decided to abstain, where I want to better myself, better my life, so I can get the other, the material things that I desire and that I deserve. I can't go backwards. You know, I want to be able to explore the different dynamics of our connection, you know, because I know I know that we can go beyond just the sex. I know it's there, but will we go there? You understand what I'm saying? And that was hard to accept because, of course, that old part of yourself that's dying off, you know, I'm stepping more into my higher self. It is hard because, like I say, it's so easy to want to go back because that's where I'm comfortable. That is where I found comfort. That is where I know what's going to happen, even if it hurts me. Which is the craziest shit in the world, but, you know, I may have mentioned on this channel, you know, about how we find comfort in the pain because we know what to expect. We know that we're going to get hurt, and we know how to cope with that, and it's going to be okay. But when it comes to stepping into the unknown, that's scarier than knowing that we're going to be hurt. If that makes sense, if I'm wording that correctly. Like, you know, if you're in a relationship with a cheating ass person who, you know, they can't be faithful if you strapped it to their back. If you gave them a manual, they can't be faithful. And you know how it makes you feel. You will stay in that relationship. Some people, because of course some people, that's a deal breaker, they gone. Peace. You'll stay in that rather than leaving that to find better or even to just get away from that toxicity. You will stay in that shit. You will stew in it. You know, the relationships where people, he cheated or she cheated, and it's just always this drama. The person always find out. They busting out windows, flattening tires, you know, out in the streets arguing for hours. All of that just for your ass to stay. You feel me? What was all that for? That is so irritating to me. Because if you're going to stay, just stay. You feel me? That's just always been my thing. If you're gonna stay, just stay. I'm not gonna knock you for it. But just stay. But don't be out here acting a plum fucking fool. That's just my two cents. That's man or woman. You out here acting a fool. You wanna go through phones. You wanna, you know, the person can't even leave out the door without you starting an argument. It's just dumb. To me. Just if you're gonna go ahead and stay, then shut the fuck up and stay. If you're gonna leave, go on and leave. But anyway, I found comfort. I know I am comfortable there. I know he will be there. I know what to expect, even though it hurts me every time. And it's not healthy for our connection, even regardless of the unconditional love, I will grow resentful towards him. Right? Because it's like, okay, well, I'll continue and do this and that. And it's like, no. Because then you'll begin to resent him. Because he came to you to get what he wanted. And you allowed it. So now I'm resentful towards him and myself. You know, I'm angry at myself. Because why are you being such an idiot right now? And so I was tired of that. I was truly, truly tired of that. And I want something different. And believe you me, it is terrifying. Do you understand me? I'm more accepting of it now. I understand it now. It feels better now. I'm more excited for the unknown, for what is new to come. I am excited for the better. And I'm ready to receive what is truly due to me. You know, 2022, from here on out, I'm going up, you know, all the way up. It's about to be about me. And so it was a point I hadn't heard from him in a few weeks. Like, we hadn't texted. And I wasn't really upset about that because I knew he was working and I knew he was busy, you know. And I mean, like, working busy, like 60, 70 plus hour weeks. Not, you know, every couple weeks. A week. 60 to 70 hours a week. So I was not upset. You know what I'm saying? I was more understanding. Don't get me wrong. I was a little upset. But I was more understanding. And just accepting of the situation. Now, you know, he did finally reach out and, you know, did the whole, I love you, I miss you, I love you, I miss you, the back and forth, back and forth. And it was so funny because he did want to come see me, but I ended up having the Omicron. I caught the COVID, y'all. So I was like, no, I'm sick or whatever. But then I had to go back, and I was so scared to tell him, y'all, because in the time of his absence, where we were not even in communication, just the thought of having to tell him that I was no longer going to be having sex, that I was going to be abstaining from sex, was terrifying, right? Because he could leave. Like, that's just the reality of it. Reality of it. He could leave. And that's, again, terrifying because I don't want him to leave. And, you know, I told him I was sick and everything. And he's like, yeah, it sounds like you have, you know, that Omicron strain. And I had to throw in there, like, also, I'm abstaining from sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, also. And he's like, I said, I wanted to see you. Not sex you, you know. He sent the whole thing, and then he's like, okay, but back to this COVID. And so it's like, okay, I just wanted to put it out there so you know, so you don't think in a week, you know, you coming back to get some. No. So after that, we talked about the COVID and you know, say goodnight, and I will wake up to these texts like, I really miss you, like, I really, really miss you. And it's like, okay. So, that didn't scare him off, but I always knew there was still the possibility that if we saw each other, he would try it. You know what I'm saying? But I still haven't gotten to see him. But last night was our first time getting to talk again because he went. Yo, time with the twin flame, it really be fucking me up because shit seemed like it was just a couple weeks ago and it was 2 months ago. Or sometimes it was just a couple weeks ago and it seemed like it's been 2 months. But anyway. After that, I hadn't heard from him for a few weeks, and the other night, you know, I was getting ready to go to bed. It's like 1 a.m. I was getting ready to go to bed, and he sends me a text, and it's like a link, right, to a website, and I'm like, okay. It was so funny, because I was like, he's promoting at 1 a.m. And I was literally rolling over to get ready to go to bed. So I clicked the link, and I remember when I, you know, actually paid attention and read the website link. I was like, oh, right, his business. So I went and I took a look at it, like, oh, okay, cool. Excuse me, jeez, got so sleepy all of a sudden. Anyway, he sent me that. I took a look at the website and, you know, it's like, okay, most definitely, I'm going to need your help. And, you know, congratulations, I'm so proud of you. And, you know, he said thank you and all. So that morning I woke up, signed up for the website, for his services, and, you know, submitted my info. He's like, we'll contact you or whatever. And so later on that evening, he contacted me and we talked about the business aspect. Like, we kept it mostly business. It did get a little personal, you know, but that was after we handled the business aspect. You know, he broke it down, what I needed to do, boop, and take care of that business, you know. But even in the personal aspect of it, it was still talking about business, where, you know, what we each want to do with our business, you know. And it was really good to talk to him. I miss him so much. When I say I love that man, y'all, I love him so much. And, you know, he's like, it's been years since I last talked to you. It's only been a few weeks, but it's been months since we've seen each other. And, you know, he's like, I miss you, man. I love you. And we talked, and we ended up talking for like 3 hours. Like, the first hour or so, it was kind of broken up because he was taking care of me and taking care of somebody else. And then once he got home and got settled, he called me. And, you know, we talked business, and we ended up on the phone for like 2.5 hours. And it was just really good. It was just that confirmation that we're headed in a different direction, that we are able to do this. You know what I'm saying? No sex involved. And yes, the desire may still be there, but it's like right now, like when I told him, I want to focus on me and I want to get this shit done. So by the end of 2022, things are, like, right now you can see it starting to turn around, but by the end of this year, I want it to be a 180. Hell, 360 even, if I can. You know what I'm saying? So, and even him texting me about his business, right? Because he said he had just finished it and he was so excited, you know. And he just wanted to, you know, get it out there because he was so excited. He was so proud of himself. He did this all on his own. But on my end, it was right on time, y'all. It was right on time. Because he's providing the services for the very thing that I'm working on. And even in this time where communication has been sparse and we haven't had the chance to really see each other, I wanted to reach out because I knew he was working on this. Like, and I've attempted to do this thing a couple times before him with other people, and it didn't really go far. But I'm like, okay, on a spiritual journey, you'll learn nothing is by coincidence. So it's like, it's no coincidence that you have a passion for the very thing that I desperately need help in. Like, desperately. like that Neo song, desperately need help with, right? And he and I talked about it last year around maybe what, September, October, that I was ready to make a change in my life. And he gave me some pointers. We had like an hour conversation, and he gave me some pointers, just, you know, this is what you need to do, you know. And I was explaining how I was having a better understanding of it, and he's like, you know, he's very encouraging, and he's just like, okay, this is what you need to do. And after that conversation, even with that conversation with him, with the change in my mindset and the willingness, the determination to turn it all around, shit began to change in, you know, in the aspect in which and where I'm focusing my work right now. Like, he's like, sign up for this. You need to keep an eye on that. And, you know, you need to know this is something that you need to know. And I'm just like, okay. So, like I said, things just started to happen. And it's like, I got excited, right? Because, okay, you can see the universe. I could see the universe working in my favor without me really having had to do much except ask for help. You know, and having that determination, having my mind made up that something's got to change. And if you go back, I know I probably talked about it on an episode because it was such a... And even before the things started happening, you know, where the universe is working in my favor. And, you know, ancestors, angels, guardian angels, higher self, all that. Before I even got to see that, I'm sure I talked about in an episode, even if it was just briefly. But, you know, this twin flame thing is so crazy. And it seems so toxic, right? Because you'll see and hear people talking about the journey is toxic and da 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 da, and it does seem that way. But you have to understand, because of course it's bringing all of the toxicity up within you. It's bringing all of the toxicity up within your twin, you know, for the ones especially who, you know, have met and, you know, have been in each other's lives and have some form of a relationship. It's bringing up the toxicity in each individual, and then it's bringing up the toxicity within your dynamic together so that you can get rid of it. You can wash it away with a clean slate, use what you've learned, and go from there. Whether you end up together or not, I highly believe that you know, you and your twin should be together and can end up together, but it is also likely that you may not end up together. And you have to leave the possibility open that you're, even if you come into some sort of union, it may not look like what you want it to look like. Like my situation, we may not come together in a relationship where he is my man and I am his woman. But I do understand that we can come into union in this way, in this very way in which we are now. And we still have work to do because, like I said before, I'm understanding how the masculine and the feminine works within a person. You know, I've been in my feminine energy where it's more spiritual. And now it's time for me to work on my masculine where it is more of the physical, where I get my shit together in the physical world, where I get set up, where I got shit popping in the physical world. Despite what ego may be telling you or how ego may be making you feel, you know, that this is just dumb, you know, this person doesn't love you, I don't know why you putting up with this, da 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 da. You have to understand on a spiritual level, on a higher understanding, and have that inner standing that regardless of what it looks like on the outside, it's more so of coming into union with yourself to balance out those energies. Like, honestly, that's what it is. And when you find that balance within yourself, you'll have a better understanding, a better knowing of what your union looks like. So, like, he's got his business started, which is something that he found a passion for within these years since we've started this, well, since I've awakened to the twin flame journey. He's awakened to the fact that it is a spiritual connection, but he, you know, hasn't, I don't know if you know nothing about no twin flames, but, he's got his started. Now it's time for me to work on mine, get mine started. Where we become whole within ourselves. And then we come together, right? Because his mission in doing this is, of course, even though he may not explain it this way, but to step out of the matrix a bit, you know, having your own company, but also wanting to help others, right? Because this is, we want to help other people, period, you know? So that they can learn and they can teach you and, you know, pass on the generational wealth, breaking the generational curses. And I hope this is making sense. Because I know I might be getting lost in the words. But or this may not be what our union is, but it could be the start of coming into union, you know? But I don't know. I just have to let it flow. Right? And it's so weird. I'll tell you briefly about a dream I had, because honestly I don't really remember all of it. I just remember this part where I was like at this restaurant. I can see the restaurant. It's not a restaurant I've never been in before, and you know, it had the brown wooden booths with the burgundy seats, and it had like this burgundy carpet that was had the diamond shapes, you know, outlined with this golden whatever, I don't know what it's called, but anyway, and it was almost like a buffet, and my mom was there and my two aunts were there, and they were like sitting in a booth, and I went to like pick the toppings out for this dessert, right? It was like this sundae almost or whatever, and it was like I had to have these toppings, and I had to have these toppings, and the lady that I was talking to, it was a white lady. I don't know this lady. You know what I mean? I don't. But I looked on the table and there were these toppings and it had like these names, right? And I only remember seeing like elderberry, the name on the table. But there were these toppings. And she mentioned this topping. She was like, and you have to have Cadence, right? Like Cadence stood out, right? And I'm like, well, what the fuck is Cadence? Is that someone's name? You know, like, what is Cadence? And so I looked it up, you know, a Cadence. And like when she said it in the dream, I knew how to spell it. Kaydence. Cadence. You know, it was, she said it, I could see it. Yeah. How you know how dreams work. It's crazy. So I looked it up. Like Cadence, meaning, what does Cadence mean? And it means to flow. It means flow. So me, I take that as I have to let shit flow. I have to let go of control. And that is really hard for me. And finding that out and it made sense, right? But so that means in order to let things flow, I have to let go of control issues. And that's a big thing for me because I'm a control freak. Which is what I learned about why I don't like roller coasters, because I have absolutely no control. This entire ride is out of my control. I don't like that. And also, Final Destination 3 is one of my favorite movies. So, if you've seen Final Destination 3, you know that one started with a roller coaster crash. And that's like, oh, hell no. But anyway. And so, I feel like, because it just came to me talking about this, that this may be why my anxiety is acting up lately, especially like within this, excuse me, last couple of days, is because I have to let go of control. I have to let this shit flow, however it may be. Wherever it flows, I gotta let this shit flow. But what I can say and what I do find peace in knowing is that it will all turn out for the good for me. And I had this other dream, y'all, and I'm gonna share it with you because it was so weird to me. And it was one of those, I was having one dream and then it drifted off into another scene. And this scene was so, it was brief and it was so serene. And, you know, that's what was odd about it. Because when I'm about to tell you, you'll be like, huh? So, I don't know where what scene I drifted from, but the scene I drifted into was me giving my twin fellatio, right? And as he was orgasming, he sat all the way up because, of course, he's laying down. But as he's orgasming or ejaculating, whatever, he sits up, right? And I'm just thinking that this is a reaction to, you know, him busting. But he sits all the way up and then he just like gave me the softest kiss on my shoulder. And I say softness like that because it was just so soft and just so gentle and so I don't even know, right? That's what was so weird about it. And I woke up just feeling so calm, you know, at peace. You know, it's like the ocean was calm, you know. It's like, you know, the day before, you know, the ocean was a little rough. The tide, the current was strong as fuck, but now it's just calm. And I'm just like, what was that? It's so weird. I can still feel it. I don't know. And it felt so real, especially the kids, because I could feel it. And so I just shared that with y'all because it was so weird to me. And I'm just like, I'm still baffled just thinking about it. Like, okay. And as sexual as my twin and I have been, I don't really have sexual dreams about him. That's like the second sexual dream I've had about him ever. And I remembered it. And so I'm just like, I don't, what? I don't know. I just shared that with y'all because it was honestly funny. I woke up kind of fucked up. Like, what did that mean? What was that? And of course, it could have just been, you know, a weird ass dream. It was just, you know, I had a dream. It was weird. And then when I awakened, the feeling I had once I woke up was so serene, just peaceful and calm. And I'm like, okay, so me sucking his dick makes me calm? I don't, you know, what does that mean? OMG. Especially because, which I just said, I'm abstaining from sex. Like, so how? So does that mean if we have sex now, it's going to be calming? I don't get it. What? You know what I'm saying? No, that don't mean I'm about to go out here and try and, you know, let him hit or no shit. It's just like, what? That's one of them. Okay, I'm gonna put that on a sticky note. We might come back to that a little later. I don't know. Because usually when I dream about my twin, which I've probably mentioned several 1,000 times, when I dream about him, he delivers a message. And it's a message pertaining to he and I, or him, or what, you know, whatever. But it's about our dynamic. So I'm just like, well, what the fuck? What was that message, sir? But anyway, that was weird. The dreams I have been having, guys, this past shit, since the new year probably, have been like movies. I mean, straight movies. I had dreams the other night. I don't remember now. And I barely remembered it when I woke up. I probably didn't remember it. But it was just like movies. I dreamt of 2 whole movies. And sometimes I'll dream as if I'm the person in it. Like, I'm in it, but it's not me. But it's me, what, in another universe, a parallel universe, or a reality, however, you know, that's the way it seems. But these were just like movies that I was watching. Just straight weird. I don't know. And this past week was the first week where I have felt truly, fully rested. The last couple weeks before that, I was exhausted. Last Friday, I wanted to cry because I was so fucking exhausted at work. I wanted to cry, because I just wanted to sit down. I wanted people to leave me the fuck alone. And I didn't want to do nothing else. I just wanted to not do. You know, I just didn't even want to be. I just wanted, even just thinking about it now, I could cry because I was just tired. I was just exhausted. And I don't even know why I was so exhausted. It didn't matter how much sleep I got. It felt like somebody had drugged my drinking water with melatonin. And now I'm, you know, sipping on this shit all day. And that's just how exhausted I felt. And I just wanted to stop. I just wanted to stop everything. And that weekend, I didn't have to work. I didn't do anything except the shit that I wanted to do. I was exhausted. I sat on my ass that whole weekend. I think I ended up doing my hair, retwisting my hair, because I got my starter locks, y'all. I think this is my third week, as I'm on week 3, so you know what I'm saying? But last weekend, I washed my hair because my scalp was itching and I really couldn't take it no more. So, I washed it and I had to retwist, especially the back. The back had kind of completely come undone. So I had to retwist it. So I did that. But I ended up, you know, retwisting my whole head. Because, you know, just to freshen it, you know, scrubbing and new growth and whatnot. So I retwisted that. And I put together a storage drawers I had. Just one, there's three drawers in it. I put that together, but that was it. Like, I didn't cook. I didn't do shit, okay? Nothing. And I didn't want to do nothing. So then finally, Monday came. And, you know, I slept good. I had been sleeping good before. But anyway, I slept good Sunday night. And I woke up Monday just well rested. OMG, it felt so good. I felt so much lighter. And just like, oh, fuck. Thank you, God. Like, because I couldn't take the exhaustion anymore. I couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I would have been on the verge of literally cracking. Another thing that happened, before last week, so in the weeks prior to, I had a couple of things happen where it was just like, oh wow. One night, I think it was a Wednesday night, chilling in the bed watching something on my phone, and I was fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't having any thoughts. I wasn't even, you know, anxiety, no, nothing like that. And I was just sitting there, and then all of a sudden, I got sad. And then I got this overwhelming feeling of missing my twin, and I knew I needed to cry. So it was crazy because I felt the need to cry, and honestly I didn't know what to do to cry, but for whatever reason I was like, I need my Klaus, right? I need my Klaus, not Michelson. I need Klaus Michelson, which is, he's on from the originals, right? He's just a character. But for whatever reason, I love me so many Klaus. And I said, okay, I'm going to go watch my favorite episode. Because if you watch the originals, you know that Niklaus was fucking insane. Like, just cuckoo, right? And I wanted to watch my favorite episode, which was the episode where Cammy had gotten bitten by Lucian, right? Because he became this super hybrid. And this, you know, he was half vampire, half werewolf, right? He was the super hybrid. So the his werewolf bite, the venom, was incurable. Nothing could cure it. You know, where Niklaus is a hybrid, and if he gives you a werewolf bite, his blood can cure you. But Lucian's werewolf bite, there was no cure. No, not Lucian's blood, not Niklaus' blood, nothing worked, right? So she's slowly dying. And Niklaus absolutely loves and adores Cammy, right? So I started the episode, and it got to, I don't know where I'm about to cry, but anyway, it got to the part where she, you know, realized she had been bitten, and she went to Niklaus, and he met her at the door, and she's like freaking out because she doesn't want him to flip out, because she know once he finds out, he's going to flip the fuck out. And she's like, he's like, what's wrong? And she's like, Niklaus, before you flip out, and da 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 da. And he's like, what's wrong? And he just lifts up her arm sleeve and sees that she's been bitten by Lucian. And I broke down crying. And I don't know why I'm crying now. I couldn't even finish the episode. I've seen the episode before, and it makes me cry. But this time, I was crying. Like, I was boo-fucking-hooing, okay? Bawling my goddamn eyes out. Because Niklaus is freaking the fuck out. You know, I don't know what made me, well, I think it was the sadness, whatever sadness that hit me, and just, it had that effect on me, and I got it out, and even after, I was still a little sad, but, and I missed him so much, oh, I missed him so much that night. And that was one occurrence, and I have to hurry up because I'm getting to the end. My hour's almost up. But I don't know. You know, his higher self speaks to me via songs, and I heard mirrors, right? Like the word mirrors. And so it was like Justin Timberlake's mirrors. And so I went and put it on in my headphones on repeat, because first of all, I just want to take the time out to say that Timbaland and Justin Timberlake did the goddamn thing with that song. I'm sorry, hands down, that's probably my favorite is Justin Timberlake song ever. They did the fucking thing with that song. That song is songing, okay? It's singing. I love that fucking song. But I went to listen to it and broke down crying. Because when you truly listen to the words, not just the chorus, when you listen to the words, that the DM, the masculine, is realizing, he's waking up to who you are, what you mean to him, and he's telling you that I'm always here, even when the glare is too bright. Please know, and please understand, that I'm still right on the other side. God damn it, I didn't want to cry. But that was just you know, the, you know, that's just, and it was calming, you know, because he's there. So if you ever feel like this journey is done, or that this person doesn't love you, this isn't your twin flame, I recommend go listening to that song. Because of course, when you hear about twin flame, everyone will tell you, anyone who knows anything about twin flames will tell you, your twin flame is your reflection. Your twin flame is your mirror. They reflect back to you. They are you. So I just wanted to end on that note. I do apologize for crying. I did not mean to cry like that. Excuse me, but that's just, and you know, it was like, that's just love, yo. Do I really get any specialer than that? Like, he says, even when the glare gets too bright, please know I'm still right there. And that's, I mean, when you have those moments where you feel like this person, you know, doesn't love you, you feel like you're crazy, you feel like you're stupid, you are not. Ego is just in the way. And you have to learn how to ignore ego. Tell ego to go sit in the fucking corner. We gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? This is nothing right now. If you truly know and truly believe that this person is your twin flame and that you are on the twin flame journey, you have to know that when the glare, even when the glare gets too bright, that they are still there. They haven't gone anywhere. And no matter how advanced you are on the journey, you will have those moments. So, it's just, you have to have a stronger believing, a stronger understanding that they are still there. Divine masculine or divine feminine, whomever, you just know that they are there. And speaking with my twin last night was so amazing. And you know, that it just reminded me of that, honestly. Like, even though he wasn't there, he's, you know, he wasn't there in the physical. I couldn't, he, you know, he wasn't standing right in front of me. He wasn't texting me. That doesn't mean that he's not holding space for you. That doesn't mean that his feelings are not true for you. So, I just want to leave you with that, because I literally have talked for an hour and I have not done that in a very long time. And I hope that, you know, you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you gained something from this episode, that that you understand and know that even I love you. And you know, that's another part of the journey. I have to hurry up, but that's another part of the journey is, you know, you have this unconditional love for your twin, but you also have to learn to have unconditional love for other humans. And I do want to say that I do love you. Truly, I do. And that means that I want the absolute, I want the absolute best for you. Whatever that looks like for you. I want you to find happiness. So on that note, I wish you all a very good night, a very good day. And know that you are loved. Good night.